I owe you big time.
You're on the ball.
Okay.
Is that it on that one, or does that one cover the Turk stuff, or is that just the...
No, that's just the clerical errors.
Okay. And that's all we have for that today.
Okay. We'll review property valuation protest by considering all paperwork relating to the protest and the findings and recommendations of the referee, and may make the order to recommend by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the board or equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony, or may set aside such findings and hear the protests anew. B.
Okay. Is it showtime?
Okay. You want to state the first thing, Kevin?
The first one would be parcel.
What it was previously and change to.
What was that, John?
That first line on here and what it was before.
Yeah, maybe the previous.
What the referee recommends and what the...
All right, you want the parcel number first, or?
Yes.
Okay, parcel number 22000-6784. The previous total was...
I'll say the name.
Good luck.
Yeah, can I spell it? No.
Is this going to bother you? Is that too darkness? Is that too dark? Is that too dark for you, John?
Bongsoprasm. Sammy Bongsoprasm. Jeez, not going to give an inch, Joan.
That's a for everybody or not?
805 Olive Street is the mailing address in Dakota City. Their previous total was $179,915. The value, $169,800. Land value of $8,250, with a current total of $178,050. Referees, $178,050.
Did they protest because it went down?
No, the owner requested $147,550.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I... Here's the
photo. I'm
going
to grab my glasses quick.
Take me.
All right.
You can turn the lights back on if you want. Or is that?
No, I'm good.
You can sit closer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, 178 and they went down to 147.
Too high, it says.
Do you have a picture of the house up here, June?
No, there are no pictures attached to this.
Okay, now that's just, I was kind of wondering. They probably like...
All they gave us was just the form.
Okay.
So that was the whole entire evidence package.
The whole
package.
So that makes the board one zero.
Market is inadequate, no change.
So this, the assessor's office didn't go through and do any recommendations this year. We didn't have the staff to do that, so we're just looking at trying to catch the stuff before it comes in. So that's why you're probably not seeing a lot of the photos, the property record card. That's normally what we would, in the past, would have done on the home. So in these cases, what happens is the referee sits down with them, and they have to make their decision based on what that taxpayer brings in to them for information. And if they don't bring in any information, then they would come back and ask us maybe to go out and look at it if there was any questions or anything like that. But the referee sits they actually are connected into our TerraScan system. So when they're sitting and speaking with these folks, they can look at that record card and that parcel and all the data and all the math that was used to develop it. It's online. So they have access to that. So that's kind of how it's all online now. So they're reviewing everything online. Well, they review it before they go into a hearing first. And then once they're in the hearing, if they bring in new information, they'll verify it in the actual official CANA system record file. And that's how our determinations are made, is based on that. And when they don't bring in, because the way the statute's on, the burden of proof, and it's written on as long as they need to prove the value that the assessor's office said is wrong.
So when he came up with 147, whatever, he just, that's his number he threw out, you think? I mean, he didn't have anything to back it up, apparently.
No, that could be the old value. That could be the old value or something.
Okay, yeah.
He grabbed it from somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Usually, because when they come in for our office, we try to help them. We'll print sales comps for them. We'll give them equalization. Whatever they need, they think, to help defend, we try to provide that for them. This person never spoke with me.
Okay. Even though they don't bring anything in, we still go over all their record cards and make sure it's all correct.
And okay.
Make sure the depreciation schedule is right, that we, and then go from that point. So these have all been looked at.
All right.
Okay, can I make a motion then on this one here, on this parcel 2200067 84, to go with the referee's recommendation?
I'll second it.
Okay. Perfect. Let's get this party started here.
Yeah.
We're going to be here.
One.
We got one down.
Did we do motion
and
roll call?
I don't think so.
Don't we?
Yeah,
I bet we have to. Individually?
I can't remember.
I seem to remember last time I did this. It was
early, I thought.
Yeah. There's a thousand of them. You don't remember if you did it.
It's all a blur.
It is all a blur.
I'm getting old, man.
Did we do most of each individual one last year?
Isn't that right, Kevin? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did we really?
Well, yeah. I got my motion, and Kevin got a second, so we'll get our first start.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Yes. Hard as a rock. I bought this morning. Man, I got back. I'm gonna need a couple left. I'm okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Parcel 22001485, Trudy R. Grease. Mailing address is 313 Fifth Avenue, South Sioux City. Previous total was $38,010, $57,115 for improvements, land value of $12,960, for a current total of $70,075, and the referee was $70,075.
Back down to get Lay Jones to see the reason why it's lower. Next to a drug house.
No drug houses.
Well, yeah. She's
why not
right.
Check on that, Kevin.
We have.
Okay.
Generally, we would do an income approach on that if it's next to a drug house. If they didn't report their income, we wouldn't know.
Okay.
So we did our best with the cost method.
I love it. I'd be an ass that way.
That's been recorded.
Wow.
This will be one of the older parts. Remember last year we had neighborhood 100 and 110 drop
right.
So much?
Yep.
So on these, if you look at it, she's probably about where she was in 2015, or he was. And then they dropped last year. We couldn't get them raised as a class. We kind of tried, got stopped by the state. Now we just caught up and we raised all those back up.
So that's probably going to be a lot of these, I would think.
We tried to stop as many of them. You know, a lot of people came in, and we would sit down with them, print their record card, and show them, here's what you were before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was kind of a gift in a way. We didn't mean to. It was kind of on our end, and we couldn't change it, so now you're just back. And a lot of them accepted that, but we're still going to run into quite a few. So if you read, when you see the addresses, West Side, Fifth Avenue, you know, East Neighborhood 100 and 110, we're going to run into a lot of those. Some still did want to protest.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on parcel number 22001485
to go with the referee's recommendation.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
I think last year we didn't blank it, except the ones we changed.
Did we?
I don't think we did.
Parcel 22001-5872, Nick Sayason, 409 West 17th Street, South Sioux City. Previous total of 30,490. Improvements 49,940. Land value of 6,480. Current total 56,420. Referee 56,420.
Were they red
tags?
There's two properties there.
Don't have any record of it, but that doesn't mean they weren't. Generally, we'll
okay. We don't have anything showing that it was red tagged, though?
No.
Besides him just writing red tag on it?
No photos, no information. We don't have anything from the city saying it was. The gentleman on this one does buy older houses and for it, he fixes them up and rents them and sells them. If it was a red tag, it wouldn't. I mean, it would have been for. He doesn't buy them, like we said, he buys them and passes them forward.
Okay.
It's a flip kind of deal. So I believe we'll probably have two or three protests from him.
All right.
Well, I would move to go with the referee's recommendation of 56,420 on 22001-5872.
And second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, parcel 22004-2179, Nick and Latmani Sayason, 409 West 17th Street, South Sioux City. Previous total, 28,565. Improvements, 47,520. Land value, 11,285. Current total, 58,805. Referee 58,805. And this is, what was his reasoning on this one, too?
Had with the protest, probably.
Sorry?
I don't see his footprint. Oh, there it is.
Too high.
And this is the same thing that went down. And then it's back to.
We're still a bit lower than we were 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion on 22004-2179 to go with the referee's recommendation.
I'll second.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. Parcel 22005793, Tracia Bloom, 4301 Fifth Avenue, South Sioux City. Previous total of 65,000. Improvements 91,750. Land value 57,45. Current total 148,835. Referees 117,540.
Supposed to be in the river.
This would be
4,300.
You're heading towards go under the bridge, like you're heading back the old back road to get to Tyson.
Oh,
does that sound right?
43. Yeah, I was gonna say that probably has to be underneath the bridge. The buildings, what is it? The buildings on my property are not worth.
Have they done some improvements recently, or not?
You talked.
He
Yeah, what's Bo's question?
That she, yeah, they made some improvements.
Here's the house right here.
No. She brought in that appraisal. There was a farm file on there, too, with the wrong building. I cleaned up all that, and...
You couldn't use appraisal, right?
Yeah, well...
Was it a fairly new appraisal, or...?
2015.
Yeah, 15.
I think it was 2 years old. We didn't use the appraisal, but we used it as a guideline. Mainly, we corrected the information on that.
Okay.
And it did go down.
He's out there next to Stephen Smith.
Yeah.
1,200 square foot home. How much land is there?
It's about an acre.
What land value is he tied in?
Yeah. 117.
Oh, this is down. This is down by Stephens.
Yeah, that's what it. Yeah.
He's right. He's right along. I'm right across the river tracks. It's. I bet you. It's. It's. Stephens' grandmother, the mom. Her house back in the day.
Oh.
That's exactly where it's at.
Yep, that's where it's at.
Those are the neighboring, or just comparables, that's right.
Yeah.
I know where it's at. So 117,000.
So you actually lowered it.
And we cleaned up a building that was on a farm file that wasn't depreciated properly, so.
So yeah, so you went, it went from 65 to 148, and you guys went to 117,540. Yeah. All right, I'm going to make a motion on that to 220057923 to go with the referee's recommendation of 117,540.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Parcel 220042780, Daniel R. and Barbara A. Black, 101 East 4th, South Sioux City. Previous total 28,470. Improvements 28,730. Land value 14,630. 43,360, and the referee 43,360.
This is where this is down off of Fifth Avenue, right? East 4th Street.
Commercial,
it is commercial. It's probably where he had his shop. This is Danny Black when he had his
gutter
business.
Yeah. Okay.
Guarantee you wouldn't take $28,000 for that building today.
Probably not.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on 220042780 to go with the recommendation of the referee of 43,360.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
So that would. So, guys, that's one of the first on the rig, commercial rig appraisal project. That was one of the occupancy codes we rolled this year.
Okay.
So there'll be a few more. We only did, what, how many codes?
Four, five.
So there'll be a few more.
Senior citizens.
All right. Parcel 220043124, Daniel Bosquet, 1402 Fifth Avenue, number 4. Previous 214215. Improvements 203365. Land value 31880. Current total 235245. Referee 235245.
That's right.
Are those fourplexes on Fifth Avenue?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Are they, they sit across from each other?
Yep.
Yeah.
The question that I would have is just on the valuation of the property on the two. Is a significant size difference on the two footprints there? Because the difference in the value of the property is like $18,000 difference, the land value.
I thought they were replicas as well.
They kind of mirror each other on different sides of the street, and I'm just looking at the valuation of the land.
Yeah, the land is. Well, I don't have the deal. The land is based on a. It's all multiplied on a table based on your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So, and it's based on dollars per square foot. So the only way that it could be wrong is if one of them. Well, it couldn't be. It multiplies however many square foot are listed. If the square footage is wrong, then it would be wrong.
And maybe the land value on the one side is bigger than the other side.
That's what it would be, the lot size, but I don't know what it is sitting here right now. I'd have to look. But that's a very good point. Otherwise, if the lots were identical in size, that you're 100% correct. That lot value should be identical.
But then again, you know, we don't know if they're exactly identical
as far size.
As the size of complexes or the land or anything in that nature.
Yeah, the land is the biggest difference there.
Yeah.
Did that have the different sizes on there, Joan?
This doesn't have the large. We don't have any wire. If we had wireless in here, we could just flip over to the GIS and click on it, and we'd know.
Why don't we have wireless in here?
That's what we need. We do have one network cable in here that goes to the smart TV, so we need another network drop in here. So what are those two numbers? I can, if you guys want, I'll go all, if you look at the evidence, I'll go call it.
Which one are we?
The two Boskay properties.
Okay, 31. We have 3124.
Okay. And it's a lot better.
Lot size, yeah.
Yeah, just a lot size. I can't imagine that one could be more than twice as big as the other because they mirror each other on opposite sides of the street.
Okay, so let's go to a different one.
We'll go to the one right beside the one below it.
Number 9.
Okay. Parcel 22002994 Prisciliano and Rosario Valdez, 420 West 14th Street, South Sioux. Previous total of $137,555. Improvements $142,780. Land value $19,320. Current total of $162,100. And the referee at $144,720.
I think they should be happy with that. They went from 30, say I haven't done nothing, and property too high. You know, 162 down to 144. I'm going to go with the recommendation, unless you guys want to talk about something, of the referees on 22002994 recommendation of the 144,720.
I'd second that.
Bill Rohde?
Yes.
Scott Love?
Yes.
Kevin Rohde?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay.
Number 9, we'll go to number 10. Parcel 22001875. Julie Stingley, 505 Second Avenue, South Sioux. Previous total $53,865. Improvement $61,820. Land value $12,960. Current total $74,780. Referee $69,275.
Okay, so we took a little hike and then you dropped her down a little bit. Second Avenue. I don't know where a lot of these houses are.
Just saying the house is in
windows
disrepair.
I don't need any more of that.
Is this
a statement?
Any comments on this one, or just as you guys?
Why don't you raise that back up and see what, why you changed that?
You did drop it.
I know I can't read that.
Fair condition. It says.
Oh, okay. I put in fair condition. That's like that. After we looked at it. Hold on.
You go up a second, you know.
Had an average condition, dropped it for fair.
Motion. No motion, yes. I'll make a motion to 22001-8715 to go with the recommendation of 69275 of the referee. Second. Do you want to look at something else on that, Kevin? Yes.
Kevin, Marty.
Yep, yep.
Bill.
Yes. Okay, parcel 22000948, Ronald Hunn. At P.O. Box 144, Hubbard. Previous total of $55,850. Improvements $63,285. Land value $33,75. Current total $66,660. Referee $55,855.
So you guys went back to what the original previous value was?
So $5 difference.
Oh, yeah, because that's a mobile home. And mobile
oh,
home
$850. Yeah,
they should have changed.
Okay.
I wouldn't hurt to go with the referee's recommendation.
55855 on 22000948.
Misses there.
Just kidding. I'll second it.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Yes.
Jesus. Parcel 22001-9630, Daniel P. and Michelle R. Malloy, 508 Timberline Drive, South Sioux. Previous total, $210,935. Improvements, $175,615. Land value, $55,800. Current, $230,415. Referee, $212,285.
Okay, so you made some adjustments there. It went up a couple thousand dollars, not even, probably, yeah, not even.
Oh, the pool
was not depreciated.
Yeah, swimming pools up here don't
get off. Oh, that's that one.
Yeah. So your $212,285 you're kosher with? Good. Okay, recommendation I'm going to go with on 22001-9630 of the $212,285 of the referee.
Second.
Like, mm-hmm.
77
corridor.
Marty?
The
other
yep.
Bill? Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Just
so
different.
Okay. Jeff, you got what we need for parcel
yeah,
7 and
the,
8?
The two, those lots are virtually identical. There's like a few inch difference across on the front foot. What the valuation difference is Fifth Avenue is a dividing line on our neighborhoods.
Is, one is it really?
Yeah, he's on both sides. So one is 202, which is part of Dakota Avenue and back to Fifth Avenue is like $1.50 or $2 a square foot. Mm-hmm. The one that's called Neighborhood 120 is that Highway 77 corridor, which sells a lot higher on the other side, and that's $3.50 a square foot.
So
they all calculated right. It's just different neighborhoods. When we did the land, the commercial land study, we had to draw those lines out.
Sure.
As to, you know,
there has to be a divider somewhere.
Yeah, and he just hit that street.
So all those homes that are west of Fifth Avenue, between there and those radio towers, are the $3.05 a square foot?
Yeah, if it's commercial.
Oh,
yeah,
if it's okay.
Yeah, the residential neighborhoods would be different.
Okay.
It'd still be.
Yeah.
But that's a commercial value.
Wow.
Line. Yeah.
And all right.
Okay,
we'll
so
go back to parcel 22004314.
Can we do those together?
And was he basing? Oh no, he was basing off of the senior citizens looking there, not off anything else.
Okay, so is it okay if I make a motion on 22
0043124 and parcel 220054061 to go with the referee's recommendation on both parcels.
Same order. That work. Second.
Nice. Thank you.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Mark?
Yep.
Okay. She's a slam dunker.
220127034, Gary L. and Marion Hayes, 801 East 9th, Lot 46. Previous total of 9,505, improvements 13,615, zero land value. Current total 13,615, referee 9,505.
It's a trailer house.
We had this one last year.
So there's no change.
I would move to go with the referee's recommendation 9505 on parcel 220127034.
Gary Hayes. I second it.
That was on your okay. last year, too.
Two, two.
Yes.
Scott. Sorry.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay. Parcel 220199132, Mark K. and Jolie Gehring. 553 Laura Lane, South Sioux. Previous total of 239,930. Improvements 250,130. Land value 37,210. Current total 287,340. And referee 237,990. So that one went down about 2,000.
You just changed the condition on this one?
This is the 30. This was the quality setting.
Average. I just want to be Joe Average.
Okay. Joe Average.
I never lied to saying that. Average Joe.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on 220199132 to go with the referee's recommendation of the 237,990.
Second it.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay. Parcel 220179816, Faye Conan, P.O. Box 173, Jackson. Previous total 4,870. Improvements 7,230. Current total 7,230. Zero land value. And the referee 4,870. So I want to get back to what it originally was.
Old value needs reinstated.
All right. I'll make a motion to accept the referee value on 220179816.
I'll second it.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Do we need to take a brief recess, or? Okay. 220048517, Carol Beiswanger, 404 East 26th Street, South Sioux. Previous total 99,465. Improvements 87,465. Land value 17,625, current total of 105,90, and the referee of 96,320.
Another quality change.
Move too fast, Joe.
Well,
single.
It was 105, and they asked for 84, and they're recommending 96.
So it's gone down altogether.
Yeah, and they change the quality of air.
Okay.
We reduce the quality and change that number.
I would move to go with the referee's recommendation 96320 on 22004857 17.
I'll second.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to
avoid it? I am. I am very confident on this.
You're live streaming to the bathroom.
Literally.
All right. 22016-6957, Omar Avila Morales and Jessica Avila. 1203 First Avenue, Lot 128, South Sioux. Previous 3615. Improvements 3405, current 3405, referee 3405.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on 22016-6957 to go with the recommendation of the referee of 3405.
Second.
Made one other.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep. Jameson. No, it doesn't know.
Okay. 22018052 Kevin Odell. 313 12th Avenue South Sioux. Previous 179225. Improvements 23595. Land 3400. Current 264495. Referee 191905.
Okay, so he wrote a letter here. Is that what that was?
Yes.
I'm not sure what's all of
that. Joan, you're so much faster than I do.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's the electrician here.
Yeah. So, what do you say? He had an appraisal done in 2012?
So the issue here with this one is he has the electric commercial file and his res file together.
Yep.
Res file was fine. It should have rolled, but the commercial should not have this year. So it did. So it all lumped together to get that 264. Next year he's probably going to be there. But this year what I did was took the commercial back to last year and let the residential roll.
Okay.
So that's where you come up. And he had that appraisal done in 12, I believe, for 200 for all those improvements.
Right.
So.
How far back do you use appraisals? 2 or 3 years?
Three
is tops, right?
Yeah, that'd be max. On a fee appraisal, usually I won't look at it if it's 2 years old. I want it within a year.
Okay.
Because according to their licensing, they have to be within a year. For, we, in mass appraisal, you get to go to 3, so we'll adjust.
Okay.
But that was a good one in that case because that building wasn't done at the time the appraisal was done. You can see the pictures in the appraisal. He's still working on it. So, and again, it's a the big thing was we would have put him out of equalization. Not that his building isn't worth that. It's just not worth it now because he wouldn't be equalized with anybody else with that kind of building at this time.
Okay, on parcel number 22018052 I'm going to make a motion to go with the referee's recommendation of the 191905.
Second up.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yes.
Kevin will be in next year.
Oh, yeah.
Parcel 220459 68 Oswaldo and Estella Moreno, 403 East 28 South Sioux. Previous total 62310, improvements 54915, land value 13800, current 68715, referee 68715.
Hey, wait, it means one of those deals where you wonder why you even waste your time and energy. Okay? I mean, sorry.
Is this just raising up from.
Yeah, take that kind of point.
this just going back to correct value?
Is this area 100?
This would be 28. I think it's 110. It's one of the two. Yeah, I think it's 110.
8,000 over with bank valuation.
Appraisal with the refinancing thing or something.
What is it at?
Marina.
16.
What was the
403 East 28th?
Can you go up just a little bit, John?
Tell us what the neighborhood is.
Okay. No change, inadequate data.
You cannot buy a lot in South Sioux City to buy a lot of home for under $60,000.
So it's just.
And that's rental stuff.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on parcel 22004596A to go with the referee's recommendation of 68715.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
22006930, Larry C. and Kathleen R. Blair, 1545 Fair Meadows Drive, South Sioux. Previous, 22870. Improvements, 28970. Land, 10750. Current, 39720. Referee, 22870.
Okay, so it stayed the same. This is just a piece of property, I take it. A lot.
All right. Well, I'll make a motion.
Yeah,
accept the referee's recommendation on 22006930.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. 22002914 8, Rick Comstock, 216 East 17th Street, care of. What was that, Joan? Okay. Care of Ronald and Harriet Comstock. Previous 77180. Improvements 88160. Land 11760. Current 99920. Referee 9760.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on 22002914 8 to go with the referee's recommendation of the 90,760.
Second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
22001577, Leonard L. and Carol A. Cruz, 409 East 27th, South Sioux. Previous 33590, improvements 35290, land 12960, current 48250, referee 36550.
Quality and condition 4.
Remember that?
It's
just that little
rental house that they have. Yeah, okay. Cruz, 22001577. I'll make a motion to go with the recommendation of the referee of 36550.
Second.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Party.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
22017-5357, Jesus or Claudia Navarro, 311 West 13th, South Sioux. Previous 26885, improvements 29740, land 0, current 29740, referee 26885.
That's awesome. I mean, 26885, they get a notice of 29740, and they come in and fill the paperwork out. Anyways, it went back to whatever. Okay, here we go. 22017-5357.
357, we're going to go with the recommendation of the referee of 26885.
Second it.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Phil?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
22011-8302, Carol P. Jr. and Sandra K. Muff, 408 South Fork Place, South Sioux. Previous, 306-660. Improvements, 244-480. Land, 62180. Current, 306-660. Referee, 306-660.
So what's the story here?
It stayed the same as last year.
It's straight across the board.
Too high, apparently.
He's in the 115 in the South Fork thing. We calc and roll him to what we're playing with for next year, so we just have to send him back.
Okay.
And if we don't do it, then we don't care. I was told that explicitly with a lot more terminology behind it.
Let's hear the terminology. Oh, is this coming from Butch?
Yeah, Butch.
Oh, boy. Cookie Monster.
Butch, they made a mechanic blush at the truck stop. That's what it was.
Cookie Monster.
In the hallway, in the office, out the hallway.
I know. As he's bumping into you and spitting all over you, I get it. I know. Been there, done that. Okay, I'm going to go with the recommendation on 22011-8302. For the recommendation of the referee at 306-66. You're going to get old someday, pal.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Phil?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. 22003-9437, Ann Gifford, 203 East 16th. Previous, 3570. Improvements, 45370. Land, 10845. Current, 56215. Referee, 43395.
Yeah, I changed that one. So it took a nice big hike, and then you guys cut her back about half again.
Yeah. Was this age problem in this one or something?
It's what? I'm sorry?
Age. 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 We changed it to actual age.
Still one of them.
And Jeff and I talked about a couple of those like that.
So that's the effective age is that, given that obsolescence. Whether or not you're taking care of your house, and you drive by it and you see the siding's falling off, shingles are curled, kind of thing. So there's a calculation that sets that effective age, and you can go up or down to where the house might be 80 years old, actual age, but you can set that effective age to say it's only 40 years old, you know, based on its condition, or it's 100 years old because it's going to tip over. And there's a lot of tweaking with that. And so you're going to continue to hear us talking about that. There's probably another year of tweaking left on that, and we'll be done. And this falls into that category.
Please use actual age, which means it's really worse condition than it was previously.
So you guys are pleasantly pleased with what you come up with here on a number?
It wasn't going to El Ranchito after work, please, but it was...
It was business hours, please.
It was Burger King.
All right, 22003-9437. I'm going to go with the. I'll make a motion to go with the referee's recommendation of the 43395.
One second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
22002-7978, Vernon L. and Joanne Dahl Trustees, 600 West 18th, South Sioux. Previous, 43495. Improvements, 35715. Land, 2385. Current, 588. Referee, 58800.
Drainage ditches in the backyard.
They're right. They're right. They're right on the drop right there that goes right down to the cable one. You know.
Yeah, I know
where it goes to the tower.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if it's a stench thing more than a varmint and snakes and
That's not good, huh?
But what year was this house built?
They give us a record on evidence, or
no. I've been in this house. I know these people. I mean, it's very, 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 very old house. But you know, what, 43 to 58, 8.
Is that a 100 or 110 too? On that, what street is this on?
18th. Well, it says 16th, but
no,
18th. I'm sorry, 18th. Yes, 18th. Yeah, it's on Fifth Avenue and 18th, right where it goes.
That is probably 100. So they might be one that got reset back closer to what it was in 15. Because they would have been part of the 100, 110
borough. Okay, I'm going to go with 22, make a motion on 22002798 to go with the recommendation of the referee of the 58-8.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill.
Yes. This next one got more work.
Must be a chunk of land right beside him, huh?
It must
across the state.
22006572, Vernon L. and Joanne Dahl Trustees, 600 West 18th, South Sioux. Previous 23820, improvements 17235, land 30705, current 20940, referee 19740.
Is this a house right across across the street? Very small lot, Nate. Okay, is this a lot only?
It says there's improvements on it.
It says what?
It says improvements.
Yeah, it says improvements on it.
Because we actually lowered it.
The building.
Yeah, the building.
Well, I'll make a motion to set the referee recommendation on 22006572.
Second.
Kevin,
you look a lot better with your uniform on. Just look at all.
Marty?
Yeah.
Bill.
I mean, I got to get in my summer trim weight. Got to be swimsuit weight.
I hear you. I was always saying I'm going to, but I never do. I'm sorry, Joe.
22005647, Jeffrey and Teresa J. Leaderer, 2720 G Street, South Sioux. Previous, 95300, improved. Improvements 108590, land 37210, current 145800, referee 133470.
There's his number. Scott, you want to call him?
Let me give him a call real quick. Let's do a speaker call with him here. Conference call.
He puts a for sale sign in it. I can't think of a sale for ranch style house down in that part of town under $160,000.
Sure.
From experience, I sold mine in 9 hours for $160, and it's not what he had.
Okay. So the different sections of town that get the significant bumps like this one, is that just a different section that got covered through this year's?
It's either going to be a subdivision or a some of our neighborhoods are so big, we'll actually break it down even closer.
So they weren't addressed last year when some people got the big
bumps. Exactly. And then now we picked up, had a few more sales in the area, enough to make a change.
Okay.
At a subdivision level, so either. I think it has a detached garage. Now, if he has, I see a crack.
Ooh.
So if he has a structural problem, then we can do a functional on it for him.
Well, that's what he's.
I think that's what he was. Yeah, was that there was a severe settling and.
After thrasher leaves, I must replace drywall throughout the house. Damage
to occur. So he's got like something from thrash or basement or something in there?
Apparently.
This is right up there on the corner. It ended up 29th and
G.
And 29th and G. Is that right where it's at?
27.
So he's in between there on the. So he's fixing it.
So
something like that, then we could determine. You know, the cost of what it cost him to fix that can be factored into it.
So could you give me a huge favor and go back down to his property where it shows, like, he has an outbuilding, the dimensions, so you have to go back down, please?
Here?
No, where they have the drawings of, like right there.
Right there, oh, the sketch.
Oh, he's got a detached, too.
So he has a detached of 720. And what's the 60? So what's this other? The wood deck is 144. What's that other 440?
It might be an addition over a slab or a crawl space. Can't see it.
Which one?
He's
probably
got
a legitimate complaint.
Does that say S-U-S-L?
S-T or something? I don't know. I've never seen nothing like that with all
the... Open porch, wood deck.
Oh, yeah. So this is the 1,056. So this is the house over a basement. This, when it's 1S, that's slab. One story over a slab.
Oh.
So it probably just has blocks and a poured concrete under it. And then that back piece is one story over a crawl. So this would be set up higher so you can actually get underneath it. So I'm assuming on a crawl there's plumbing and some other things like that under it. But all of that would be living space. The baby's total square footage.
Lower. Do you want to make a determination now, or do you want to visit this one again?
I see those are his pictures. I'd like to go out. See, the sheetrock pictures with cracks in it, you can find that across South Sioux in a lot of houses.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's got something in his basement walls, we'll go take a look at that.
Yeah, that there. Where that.
We need to go take a look at that.
Yeah, he's got some issues, no doubt.
Yeah, so I would say let us take some...
Revisit that one.
And then we'll see what Thrasher's... Now, Thrasher is the most expensive way to go on some of that stuff.
So we don't need to do we need to make any motions or anything today? Just bypass that one?
No, it went from 145.8 and they put it down to 133.
Did you visit this one?
He asked for
it. Did we lower it into 133? Was he happy or did he...
Jameson talked to him.
What did he want it?
But he brought to me those pictures.
Back to
93. The sales price, I'd say his sales price in today's market, that's at that 160 mark. So we're sitting about 30. So we're compensating condition about 30.
Did he give an estimate?
Did he have a Thrasher bill on there?
He had a Thrasher. Wasn't there an estimate on there? Like $24,000. Did I miss see that?
I guess
that's
kind of what he used.
Yeah.
Ooh, 36. Yeah.
Six.
We're compensating about 30 right now.
He hasn't done it yet. It looks like he did that in 2016.
Plus 5% this year.
But he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
July 11th, he signed it.
Yeah, he hasn't done it yet.
Just my...
So would you finish those things and take it back?
I'm
going to go look at that. I'm taking it back to the valley. I'm taking it back.
I need to
take a look at that.
I thought you'd bring
We certainly can go
Monday. They're not open.
Change the quality conditions.
They're not open.
Oh, shoot.
Change
the
quality.
I think he deserves a little break. I don't know.
He got a little
point. Yeah.
So you guys are just going to go out and revisit, or what do you want to do here?
We can, just to see if they've started anything or get some. You know, we'll go to the corners or the...
We'll be back. You can bring back on the
wall. We'll take pictures where we'll know if there's...
Okay, he's got his Thrasher estimate, but still there's drywall and stuff to do on top of that. He doesn't have an estimate on that.
Yeah. So we'll take a look at that.
Let's leave that one alone.
What about out there on North Shore Drive where you see that... guy pulled in about a 1,200 square foot house. He's got about a 700 square foot foundation. Do you see that?
Yeah,
I just sit there and scratch my head. I can't figure out what he's going to try to do.
Is that foundation?
What's that?
You need foundation.
He's got a poured basement that's been there 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's got to be probably 700 square foot.
He's arguing with his wife. They can't make up their mind.
They just set it on there and just watch it droop over the end.
We're watching that one to see what happens.
Okay, so there's usually one we're gonna bypass. We're gonna move on to the next one. Right?
All right.
We'll set up a site visit. Bring it back to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
22004419 8, Bruce and Reba Manui.
Venue Family Trust, 120 Fairview Drive, South Sioux. Previous, 93,940. Improvements, 95,110. Land, 21,840. Current, 116,950. Referee, 116,950.
Tompkins.
Fairview's back office behind C Street off of by the time by the South Sioux High School. It's a little dead end street that has a cul-de-sac back in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Second Fairview was
Fair Oaks is in Tompkins.
Okay.
That one's Fair Oaks. Okay, Tompkins is
Don't we have to make a take action on the ones that we recommended? If not, here
I don't know. I had to see a picture of it, but is it a ranch?
The ones not on the board.
That is all they turned in?
Yeah.
Okay. They're on the board.
We actually have people that are turning in a lot more today. We still have more training to do with the community.
There's just inadequate data. They didn't complete any of this, so you can totally throw it out if you want.
You can't do it
out. Did they come in and see you?
No, it was a no-show.
Okay.
That's why we didn't change.
There's nothing to change it with.
Right.
Yeah. Guys, I
don't. I'll make a motion to accept the referees. Recommendation on 22004419.
I'll second it.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. 22002598. Charles A. and Nancy J. Rose, 423 West 18th, South Sioux. Previous 55,475, improvements 85,805, land 11,760, current 97,565, referee 84,615.
Can you back that again?
Okay. So this was.
They actually lowered it less than what they requested.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make a motion to accept the referee's recommendation on 22002538.
Second it.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yep.
Kevin, you're losing a lot of votes right now. Every time you speak.
Okay. Now, I want to point out that we have missed some here, and I'm thinking that they did want to see the referee, but we still have to make. But they're not on this list. I don't know.
Are people who do not schedule the hearing?
See, we got it. NNTC. Reason for requested value. No lighting, blah, blah, blah. No ceilings.
Missing drawers.
And they said, yes, they would like to appear before the referee, but they haven't yet, maybe?
What number is it?
It's not on our list. So this even though it's up there, and it's not on our list.
6:15 at night. Yeah, Steve's looking at this one right now. Number 34, protest.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet, though.
Okay.
I didn't hand that one back to you, did I? I don't see it on
the list.
No, I didn't hand it
back to you. Okay. No. So I just noticed that we went from letterer to menuee. Menuee?
Menuee.
Okay. So I wondered why we were skipping Hogan Bartling and NNTC.net.
Yeah, some of these need to be looked at.
Yes. So, okay. So they'll show up later. Okay.
Right. Yep.
So where were we at? I'm confused. Jensen. Rose or Jensen?
Keith Jensen.
Jensen. 22002630, Keith and Margaret Jensen, 2120 Pigeon Avenue, Hubbard. Previous 2060, improvements 49,290, land 7735, current 5725, referee 2060.
Okay, yeah, so the house is gone.
House is gone.
Yeah, okay, 22000-2630. I'll go with the, make a motion to go with the referee's recommendation of the $20,060.
Well, you'd still have the house on there, is it?
No, he tore it down to me.
Well, he. So, but there's still a building there, isn't there? There's a garage or something.
Yep.
Scott made a motion.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, 22002625 4, Randy S. Heisey, 712 7th Avenue, South Sioux. Previous 75775, improvements 86435, land 11760, current 98195, referee 87765.
They put house in fair condition, they said. So,
yeah.
98, and 175, they set it at 87. There's Randy taking a picture of it.
You recognize the hand?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I said this last year. People should be punished for not taking care of their homes. They should be taxed. The people that take care of their homes should pay less money. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Should he be tax the people that don't
care about their house?
Should be rent. South Sioux has their new rental deal where they're inspecting all the rentals. I mean, that's definitely one that should be on the list.
I was going to say, we should email that to Conley or the boss there.
Kent Zimmerman.
Maybe that's an email to Kent.
Yeah.
Kent got one pretty lovable.
Lovable, does it? Yeah, I mean, in that repair, I mean, that definitely wants to be addressed.
Yeah.
What your reputation is.
Really?
Slumlord.
I'd say that qualifies as.
What is that address?
That one is 712 7th Avenue.
Got a couple of them down in there. Mm-hmm.
Next one is
to. Is it? Scott, one of them was when you moved in. That was in, I don't know what it was like now, a few years ago. So did we change it? What did we do? Lower is
98. Lower 87.
And then it was probably condition based.
Yeah. I would move to go with the referee's recommendation of 87765 on parcel 22002625 4.
Second.
And recommend that he fix it up.
Yeah.
I have a meeting with Kent next day or two.
Just want a hold list. Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Just want a hold list. All the places that we've been in. Sure. Yeah. Runners. And,
yep.
I know one on South Bluff.
That's why Bugsy moved out.
Okay, 22015-8606, Randy S. Heisey, 412 7th Avenue, South Sioux. Previous 37990, improvements 43515, land 6480. Previous current 49995, and referee 42649.
I'm proud of that.
Is that the. Looks like the same picture from the previous one. Yeah. Know the way the floor looked.
Jesus, good God. I would be embarrassed to take pictures of that.
That's a professional looking job there.
I'd say the new rental committee has two.
Oh, no kidding.
My Lord.
But you took, what did you do? You changed his condition to poor.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why.
That's as low as we can go. Yeah. After you get to a 10 and a 4, that kind of gets you to the red tag status.
Okay. 22015-8606. Make a motion for the record. Recommendation of the referee of the 42649.
Second.
Oof.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott? Kevin?
Yes.
Yes. 22005446 Dennis L. and Sharon J. Nelson, 304 Regency Court, South Sioux. Previous, 188610. Improvements, 182975. Land, 34190. Current, 217165. And the referee, 217165.
There's a house down in Regency Court that probably Regency Court's not that's not the cul-de-sac street, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
That's the one the Robinettes are.
He lives across from Robinette. Straight across from Robinette.
They're an entirely different quality of home.
How many square feet is it? 1,800 and something?
Well, I don't know if this 16. Is his or
that is.
Comps that he's saying.
That's Denny's home.
Yeah. That one's his.
That one's
yeah,
his.
That one's his. And then we gave him some comps, or okay. He got them out of the. No, those are. That's on my computer system.
He lives right beside Bart Gutch.
Oh, okay.
So on the bottom right hand of his. Well, you kind of see what other ones are selling for there.
Okay, 22005446 I'm going to go with the motions with the recommendation of the referee at 217-165. Anyone?
Second.
Yes, thank you.
I won't sleep there.
Will we take a
shot?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Fucking Nancy.
2201-74148. Kevin Peterson Jr., 1383 L. Jackson. Previous, $8,055. Improvements, $15,695. Land, zero. Current, $15,695. Referee,
$8,055.
What if you
wanted lower to five? Typical farmer. 22017-4148. I'll go with the recommendation of the referee, $8,055.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
22003663, Carrie Bly, 214 East 24th, South Sioux. Previous, 92730. Improvements, 108310. Land, 7840. Current, 116150. Referee, 93120.
I think that's probably fair. Go from 92 to 93. 22003663. I'll make a motion to go with referee's recommendation of the 93120.
Second.
Kevin Rohde.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
22007157 Farrell Gas Incorporated, 1 Liberty Plaza. Liberty. Previous 181820. Improvements 125690. Land 119795. Current 245485. Referee 245485. So
that can't be their plan.
No, it has to be their place on the avenue.
Yeah, right across the street from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What caused their large jump?
Well, probably it's commercial for number one, probably.
It's part of the reappraisal.
Yep.
That's part of the first roll.
How many acres is there?
Did they have it in the card there?
No, there's no card.
What was their reasoning for the protest?
They just wanted the land value is what they... Land value too high.
Mm-hmm. Pretty brain.
Well, the land value is at 120, okay? And I don't know how, I wish I knew how many acres is there. but I'm sure that land is probably.
Yeah,
an acre or 1.74. So it's almost 2 acres. So you're talking 50.
$65,000 an acre. Well, for just 2 acres, probably not on land. My land lease got $35,000 an acre for 73 acres sold to BPI.
Yeah. And we knew this was coming with all the commercial property.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's been undervalued for years.
Yeah. There's been a few sales down in there. Was it Witch? Not Witch Trucking. There's a couple of trucking people down. Well, for Harmony Land, where the bowling alley, all that stuff's been settled.
Well, I'm sure that Schuster bought, what'd they pay for that land from the Dakota Truck Sales?
That was a big one.
Yeah,
you
get to fit in.
Will they buy that?
Yeah, she just bought that piece of property.
I thought you were going to buy it.
I don't. I need it, but I broke. Okay, so let's. I'm going to go with 22071527. Referee's recommendation. I'll make a motion of 245.45.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Better visit all those commercial properties out there in that area.
Right. Does anybody need a break?
How many acres do you have out there, Dan?
I've only got about 10, 12.
I got about three, I think.
Wow. The stuff on the west side, I think, is going to be valued a lot higher than the east when they get done with this commercial.
Okay, 2201-55569. Rick.
Can't get blood from the Turner pal.
Rippy. 721 Turner Street, Sioux City, Iowa. Previous total, $10,005. Improvements, $15,650. Land, zero. Current, $15,650. Referee, $10,005.
Requested value is zero.
Wow. Where is the 2200 G Street number 19?
It's a mobile home. Mobile home down there, Tantaro Hall.
Oh, yeah.
R-I-P-P-E?
Yeah.
Okay, make a motion on 2201-55569. Referee's recommendation of $10,005.00.
A second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. 2200-42926. Alan J. and Ardell A. Bingston, 520 Cardinal Drive, South Sioux. Previous, 64,415. Improvements, 124,305. Land, 33,600. Current, 157,905. Referee, 115,175.
That's retail. Is that the carpet store?
Yeah.
What was the address?
Cardinal Drive.
Well, Cardinal Drive is where the Cardinal residence
house is.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Is there pictures, John?
I'm going to make a motion on parcel 2200-42926 to go with the recommendation of the referee of the 115-175. Thank you.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. 2200-35962, Jose and Delcia Portillo, 215 East 23rd, South Sioux. Previous, 119,580. Improvements, 121,695. Land, 21,440. Current, 143,135. Referee, 143,135.
East 23rd.
Okay.
Buildings 21 with 143. Plans stayed the same.
It just increased.
what was...
Okay, we don't have no, we had pictures all the time last year. We have no pictures this year.
Yeah, nobody's turning in the record.
Changes made, none.
No changes.
Okay. Yeah, it's so hard for
what
us.
Was, what, what's their reason, John? Can you go?
Well, the reason is probably too high.
No changes made, so it just increased because everybody around him increased. It was one of those.
So he was the only one that increased and nobody around him did.
No, I'm saying that.
Because I've seen that a couple times. Harley knew.
No new updates.
No new updates. He thought because he didn't do anything, he shouldn't have had any change.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on 22003-5962 to go with the referee's recommendation on the 143-135.
Second.
Kevin Brooks.
Yes.
Marty.
Do we need to put a record card on ourselves and just
22004-7391, Matthew and Bridget Fielder, 502 East 30th, South Sioux. Previous 87410, improvements 77490, land 17420, current 94910, referee 94910.
I'm going to make a motion on 22004-7391 to go with the referee's recommendation of 94910.
Second.
Thank you.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Yes. 22005-7575, Bruna Benuelos, care of Hector Alamillo, Dakota City, P.O. Box 223. Previous 135350, improvements 86475, land 59335. Current 145810, referee 137.85.
I want to make a motion on 22005-7575. I just wanted to say that again. 22005-7575. To go with the recommendation of the referee of 137.085.
Second.
And listen, if they're, and all joking aside, if there were major drastic changes, we'd look at them. But when they're this close, pull the trigger, right?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott? Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
And that stuff is...
22015-8010, Moises or Sylvania Magana, 1520 Attica Drive, Lot 156, South Sioux.
Mobile home stayed the same.
Previous 3655, improvements 47840, land 0. Current 47845, referee 3690.
I move that 22015-8010 go with the referee's recommendation of $36,090.
Second.
22006-1904.
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
All right. Sorry, Joan.
Okay. I got it in there.
22006-1904. Delbert and Cherie Lieber, trustees, and Randall and Christine Lieber. 512 East 31st, South Sioux. Previous, 5950. Improvements, 55295. Land, 31290. Current, 86585. Referee, 5950.
This is on the end. Is this her treasure store?
The home is worth the salvage value.
It's not too good.
What was that? That's not true. Oh. So what was he asking for?
So $50,950, just what he got.
Okay.
Okay. I'll make a motion 22006-1904 to go to the referee's recommendation of the $50,950.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
22004-3450, John Howard Mallett, P.O. Box 754, South Sioux. Previous total 59310. Improvements 50,000. Land 38,900. Current 88,900. Referee 75,635.
There's no referee sheet with this?
Did you guys look at this one?
Yeah.
We just didn't get it stand-in.
That was East 11th Street.
Okay.
And there's like no pictures, no anything.
There's no referee.
There's no referee. Of
I haven't marked off that, but...
Is that how you abbreviate assess?
ASSU.
That could be directed toward the assessor. Normally it's verbalized, but they can write it as well.
I guess so.
There is a referee sheet on this one in the packet. Information provided by owner none. You guys looked at the property record, you looked at the cost data, correlation, sales roster reports, and said corrected age or effective age.
Okay.
And went and recommended the 75-635 with the land staying the same and the value of the house going from 50,000 down to 24. To 36,735
is your recommendation for 75,600. All right. Thank you, Joan. I'm going to make a motion on 220043450 of the referee's recommendation of the 75,1 or 75,635.
I second it.
Huh? Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Well, they taste fine. They're good car.
22002231 Lorena Marquez Primitivo Padilla, 315 East 31st, South Sioux. Previous 10245 improvements, 100250 land 22880. Current 123,130, referee 112,500.
Change the quality condition.
He's changed the quality of the fair.
Yep.
Change the quality of
the
fair.
What was the answer?
He's 25th.
All right. Which side is today, Junior? Okay, here we go. 220023. I'm going to go with the recommendation. Make a motion recommendation of 112,500 of the referee. That is my motion.
Second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yep.
22004529 Sandra Willems, 423 East 28th South Sioux. Previous 87,680. Improvements 79,265. Land 17,665. Current 96,930. Referee 88,905.
We ended up lower than where he wanted it, so I'll move that 22004529 stay with the referee's recommendation 88,905.
I second it.
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Yes. 22020-5183, James and Debbie Gunsolly, 537 Joy Court, South Sioux. Previous 245, improvements 229,160, land 28,340, current 257,5, referee 245.
Accepted the appraisal.
Okay, they accepted the appraisal. So I'm going to make a motion 220205183 of going with the recommendation of the referee of 245.
Furniture, please.
Second.
Did they have the appraisal done specifically for the protest?
No.
Or they had it for something else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We ended up on those appraisals. Just as a note, last year we accepted six appraisals. and we turned them all into the board because they weren't done right, and five of those people received advisory letters. So we do, when we accept an appraisal, we review it pretty strictly, if not we'll
review it.
And we did, five people got, like I said, letters that said behave.
So I made a motion, and who seconded it?
I did.
Okay.
Rody. Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
2201-99949, Jesus Cancino Adame, 801 East 9th, Lot 35, South Sioux, previous 8405, improvements 12640, land 0, current 12640, referee 8405.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion on 2201-999949. I say too many nines, 2201-999949. Niner, over. I'm going with the recommendation of the fee. Referee of 8405.
I'll second.
Niner?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin, are you getting many farmland
protests? Scott Zimmerman turned in.
Oh, boy.
I think six, maybe. And Leon, I keep working with Leon. He has, he hasn't done anything yet to my knowledge. We're still working with him on kind of a different income approach deal, but he has, I think the total is going to be 35 to 40, but he hasn't, he won't probably turn it in for another week yet because we're still doing some numbers. So is Leon representing someone? Yeah, he's going to represent Hartman and Olson's for sure.
Okay.
Bearman, Scott didn't, I think he talked to Scott, but Scott's kind of doing his own thing.
Okay.
But Olson's and Hartman, I think, will be represented by the.
I see.
So far, that's what he has.
If somebody protests, Jeff, and it goes before the these gentlemen, is it unusual for next year for it to go up pretty substantially?
It should be unusual, but it's not right now because we're reworking everything. What happens is when we make a decision to change something, you know, like when Ron said this is effective age, then I can actually change it permanently in the working file based on what we decided to do. What has happened, we've had a few people come in already where we ruled on something, but we didn't say why. So when it just rolled back to what it would have been the year before. And that's why when we kind of go through, we need to know, was it a quality condition? You know, what did we tweak? And then it'll eliminate that. But, no, usually we would like to, if we make a decision to go a different way, justify with sales or somehow, and then say, we need to make this change so it doesn't.
Nothing against these gentlemen, but you don't want the same people protesting
over
consecutive years.
Yeah, they get frustrated. We've had some people come in, and we've apologized and said, well, protest again. I'm sorry. And this time we'll make the determination what we need to change.
All right. Okay. That was that for ones that we have. And we will set additional Board of Equalization meeting dates to review protest valuations.
We've already set the 6th, 17th, and 18th, right?
No.
That's for the to do the protest.
Go down below.
Those are options.
To Board of Equalization.
Oh, okay.
We're at June 19, and then next available date to be here with us is July 6th.
Okay.
Next is July
6th. July 6th on a Thursday?
July 6th.
July 6th, 17th, July 18th, if we want to set them all. Just one. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Get, yeah, the, yeah, July, July, let's rock and roll with July. I'm gonna be gone the 6th with this making difference. Where are you gonna be? Chicago. Yeah.
You've been to Wrigley Field?
Never been.
Are there rules on calling, like, so let's say I get neighborhood 115 done on our flurry pole and we want to get those mailed out. Can we do, like, a quick 10-minute emergency meeting or something to prove that?
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Doesn't qualify as an emergency. If you want them to set another We meet with the board on July 3rd, so if you want to do a quick 10-minute board equalization on the 3rd, another neighborhood correction?
Yeah, because we still have two neighborhoods you have to turn in. Maybe we'll just try to get them both done for that date.
So you would invite them, and the referees don't have to be here?
No, they don't. No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so July 3 for clerical.
And you just do that at regular board time?
Yeah, regular BOE. And then,
just 10 minutes.
Yeah. And then we've got another stack of these Turk-related ones, too, for, I'm not sure what we call them, stipulations or confession, whatever we're going to do.
Okay.
But we'll need another meeting time.
Can we do that on the 3rd also?
I think he's talking about, like, possible
litigation.
So, yeah.
Litigation. So those will need to go into closed session. Okay. Whatever day we can get in. Can we do that? We can go into closed session on the regular schedule.
If you know what you want,
mm-hmm.
we can do it on the 3rd or the 6th, whatever. Okay, let me know.
Okay, so let's, we're at C, right? We're going to set the additional board. So what days are we going to set that? The 6th?
July 6th, 7th, and the 18th?
6th, 17th, and
8th. Oh, 6th, 17th, and
8th.
17th, 18th, 6th.
I wasn't the only one, thank goodness.
I was on my way when you called.
You were not. You're on your way fishing.
It was. My boy was hiding from me. This morning I'm out there running around the farm because I can't find him.
How old is he?
7.
You bully.
He thought it was hilarious.
Did he?
I was all over the house, all over the farm. I couldn't find him.
It's not funny. Was he just somewhere hanging out, or was he hiding?
No, he was hiding. He was hiding. He was up in the shed, hiding in the tractor, so. Jesus.
Okay.
All right. So we've got those. Okay. Next is closed session.
What time on the 6th, 7th, and 18th?
9.
That's in the morning, right?
Well, we can start at 9 p.m.
I'm kind of a night owl.
Okay, closed session to discuss negotiations on Turk cases. Do I have to read those?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rebecca Johnson, 16R0178. Ricky L. Becker, 16R1076 and 16R0175. Fernando Marquez, 16R0015. Diane Boyd, 16R0053, and Joanne Weber, 16R0028.
I'll make a motion to go into closed session to discuss negotiations on Turk cases.
Second.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
And you need to state it again, Kevin.
Okay.
Why we're going into closed.
We are going into closed session to discuss negotiations on Turk cases. Rebecca L. Johnson, 16R0178. Ricky L. Becker, 16R1076 and 16R0175. Fernando Marquez, 16R0015. Diane Boyd, 16R0053. And Joanne Weber, 16R0028.
Okay. Yeah. Reporter back on.
I move to come out of executive session.
Second. Got the door open.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Yes. And I would move to allow the county attorney to settle these negotiations in these Turk cases, 16R0178, 16R1076, 16R0175, 16R0015, 16R0053, and 16R0028.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Okay. Seeing a new business? Mail? Emergency business? Nothing? Public comment?
Larry, where you at?
Little Larry, come forward.
No public comment. We'll be adjourned.
Perfect.
Suppose they listen to these. Luda.
Look at Fred back there. Okay, we're going to call the Dakota County Board of Commissioners to order. 302, here we go. Ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label.
10 minutes. 10 minutes. Fast as ever. Here we go. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall. West wall near the entrance of the county boardroom is available for review of all people that are here today. We're going to call roll here.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Tony is absent.
I move to excuse Commissioner Gomez. Can we get a motion by Bill to excuse Tony?
I'll second that.
A second by Marty. We call roll, please, Bill.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. I don't think I have a pen. Okay, consent agenda items here. Approval of the previous minutes on June 5th, 2017. We got the approval of payroll claims, the approval of accounts payable, approval of official reports, and the approval of the surplus sale board report on 2017.
You know, we should be in the block now after the surplus sale.
I'm telling you. 107 was $170-something?
Yeah.
$171.85.
And that's probably an average, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought some of the road department stuff would bring more than
So anyways, and I went over the payroll claims last Friday and today. And everything's in order. It's a big month. We had some big expenses. I think it was a little over $1 million in checks written. Yeah, it was big. Some upgrades at the LEC, some things, and it was. What else was there? There were a couple other big items.
Trials.
Yeah, it's a big month. There was another. Oh, and we had our bond payments on our C Avenue that they tore up for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had those payments. So anyway, I need somebody give me a motion if you would for the consent agenda items.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda items.
Okay, I got a motion by Kevin.
I second it.
And a second by Marty. Call roll, please, Joan.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott. Kevin.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, new business. I think that's all. New business. We got Sophie Vargas requesting approval to remove the July 1 rain date from the original date of July 2nd. The rodeo event paperwork for the rodeo to be held on the old Crystal Lake area, Section 36, Township 29 North. What did they say? Did I say something wrong?
No.
What happened?
She even didn't know if you called her late.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, so, anyways, she's not here, obviously, again.
Her paperwork is here. Her paperwork is here.
Okay.
She had that July 1 rain date before. Remember, Kevin pointed that out.
Right,
before
yeah.
The July 2 date. And the Liquor License Commission refused it, so she had to change it to just July 2 with no rain date.
Oh, okay.
So, nothing else changed, just the date, so.
Okay, well, that probably no really big deal, is it? I mean, it was either going to be one day or the other, so what difference does it make, right?
Yeah.
Just on God's day instead. So, is everybody okay with that?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so we need a motion to...
I would move to remove the July 1 rain date from the paperwork for the rodeo.
I second that.
Okay, motion by Bill, second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we're at miscellaneous here. Fred Kellogg, road report.
June 4th through June 17th,
265 and a half hours of total road maintenance, 26 hours of tree and debris removal. Project Lynch Avenue, 115 hours. Gravel haul, 2,017 tons of gravel aggregate. Signs, 5 hours. Road concerns, grading Knox Boulevard.
Okay.
Simple enough.
What? Any questions for Fred? I know that little bit of rain. That little bit of rain didn't do much. I know it was sporadic all over the place.
Yeah.
I know that Deanna called me because of the wind damage. It was through South Sioux and what have you. And I know that she called me and asked me if the county needed anything. And of course, I know you were at your meeting out there. The highway superintendent, superintendent's meeting. Did you catch that? Weedettes, superintendents. But anyways, I talked to Brent and he said everything was fine. So
I got one call while I was out there for a tree down.
Normal, yeah. He said, yeah, it was nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, a few branches. And I'm sure that's where the hours on the debris removal
I'm sure.
came
yep.
from.
Yeah, he said about a half a day they had everything cleaned up and they were blading. So. Okay, yeah, I haven't heard anything negative about any roads. Anybody else?
Mooney and Monona still holding up okay.
What's that?
Mooney and Monona.
Yes.
Doing okay out there?
I haven't had a call from out there.
Good.
Jim Nelson and the veterinarian, Cramper.
Yeah.
They were very concerned at first, and they were glad to have a little help from the sheriff's department to do more than just put up signs. So.
Because they were avoiding the signs, I assume.
Yes, they were.
Oh, really? Trucks.
So what? No, would you?
Not really the trucks. It was all cars.
Oh.
So,
are they bypassing that light thing or what?
Well, they're taking that that back road.
That goes on the other side of Willis. It comes out where the old school used to be.
Yeah.
And then head north into Ponca.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
So they avoid the one stoplight right by the landfill is what they avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, when they get to Willis, to Granny's or ex-Granny's, I mean, they just turn right anyways, you know, so
yeah.
Whatever.
They said, I don't know, maybe Kevin could say different, but the way it sounded in the morning, everybody was late for work, so they were cutting across there.
Yeah, there was a lot of people cutting across, but I never saw any trucks. I never heard anyone pull over a truck, at least, so that was a good thing.
All right, easy enough.
Any friend to use that Newcastle gravel on the west part of the county?
What's that now?
No, Newcastle gravel. Use much of that on the west part of the county.
Have you been using any of that Newcastle gravel?
They called me last week before. They're just starting to make.
Oh, they are, okay.
Because
it makes sense to use that on their west part out there, it looks like, if they. You know, it's got to be good stuff, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it's cheaper. The hauling's cheaper.
Yeah, it's basically about the same financial part.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
As LGO.
13. But now it is cheaper at the pit, but we'll have to go get it, which is not near as convenient.
Yeah, that's true.
But you mean out on?
Oh, like the west part for Willis West, you know, that area.
The problem, when you put that down, you have to have water and you have to have a packer, and it's just not throw down stuff, what I call throw down effect. It really takes a little work to put it down and get it down properly.
Like did Bubba, your place, you mean the
that tiger shit stuff that we was putting down, we call it?
But they have some worse rock, don't they?
Yes, they're making a worse product now.
Okay.
We don't have any other name for it. I'm sorry, that's the name we call it.
What do you call it?
Tiger poop.
Okay.
It's really, I mean, it's tough.
But that held up good, didn't it?
Oh, it held up. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'd like to try it south of Hubbard.
You could not tell before they laid a little gravel on it by mistake. You could not tell where the asphalt stopped or started.
Wow.
It was so hard. But like I said, the conditions are just got to be perfect to put it down. I mean, you get a little bit of rain with it, and you put it down, and it's just going to turn to soup. I mean, you need a little water to put it down, but if it had a hard rain, it's going to be like ice.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be?
Yep.
I mean, it's a great material.
It's got clay on it, so when it rains, the first rain especially, but is it all packed down good? like Scott said, it turns a little soupy on you.
You can look down that road off of the blacktop, and you can see exactly where it's at before it kind of dips down a little bit. But it's stuff's amazing.
It is. It's good.
Do we have a lot of it at the county shed yet?
Yeah, we're running out of it. Yeah. We've been using it in different. We use it all around the Martinick Bridge. You want to see a good area. That it worked out good there, didn't it, Kevin? It did.
And did we put it, okay, you remember when all the people came from for the Bluff Road that, you know, people were getting off the side of the highway?
Shoulders.
On the shoulders. Did we use that all the way down through there?
Yes. That looks really good.
Yeah.
Turned out well.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Except it's needing to be more spots again. It seems
right. Once it gets packed, I mean, it's pretty much maintenance free. I would think in a situation like that. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, sounds good. Thanks, Freddie. Okay, we're going to move on to B. Sheriff Kleinberg. He's requesting approval for an upgrade for the Sheriff's Department radio system. And the Sheriff's out of town. He's in Texas on holidays. He's on a deep sea fishing, I guess. And
he'll catch something.
Couldn't make it today. But anyways, he's talked. I don't know if he's talked to anybody and everybody about this, but he's talked to me about this. I know we got the money.
Do you have an email in front of you from him?
Yes.
If you get one.
I got one. Thank you. I did. I got mine.
And as far as if this bid of the 8420 is what he has, I don't think I'm seeing it. There ain't nothing more. So hold on a second here. Okay, the one Motorola one.
$176.
That's the one. That's for the LEC. That one was on a claim this month. So his bid is $84.20. But anyways, I asked Joan about the money, his situation yet, and we still have some of that bond money yet for the jail, so we can use that for to purchase this.
Or he did speak to Andy at DA Davis, and he can just do a lease purchase at 1.25% on a 7-year loan.
For 80, I mean, if it was a lot of money, I think for $8,400, I wouldn't jack around with it. I can go through financing or leasing. I mean, you tell me what your thoughts are.
I don't like paying interest when we don't have.
Right. I mean,
yeah. Unless he has other plans for that money.
DA Davis sells communication equipment?
No, that's a finance.
They're a lease purchase.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Through NACO.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I want to save it, that half a million that's in there for other jail upgrades. I don't know.
For $8,400, I mean, 1.25% interest wouldn't be nothing on a. If it's just a matter of you want to, you know.
Do you think it's okay to do a lease purchase?
I mean.
How much of that bond money do we have left?
Close to half a million.
He's looking at a camera system also. That can't be.
He won't need to spend all that.
No. I'd say just take it out of the bond money.
I would, instead of going through all the...
This is sheriff, and that bond was in jail.
Right.
Is where, how he was
we
looking
can use
at it.
We can use it.
So...
Does it say that 36 program eligible inside... are those 36 what? The bottom.
Pagers.
So those are probably used in the jail, I would guess. If there's
care.
I don't know what all he is looking at. You want but to I would say the 36 is covering.
Shall we try
the programming of our handhelds?
But
it's,
you have them on your
it says a quantity though of 36.
Right.
Inside the library. Okay, reprogramming.
We'll see if
she has his personal one.
Yeah,
two.
Okay. Yeah, one in the unit and then one on you?
Yeah. A handheld, mobile, and then the mobile and the jail transport vehicle.
Yeah.
And two radios inside the jail.
Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
This is Scott Love. Hey, we're in our meeting right now.
We should FaceTime him.
So, I could FaceTime you, couldn't I? That'd be awesome. But anyways, keep it clean, all right? But anyways, we had a few questions for you on your electronic engineering, your quote, real quick.
Okay.
So, Kevin, go ahead and ask the questions, what you just were talking.
Oh, the 36 programming fee. Is that covering the handhelds and the mobile radios?
Yes.
Okay.
Is you asking me if the quote covers both the handhelds and the truck?
Yes.
The mobile?
Yep, yeah. That's the question.
Yeah,
correct.
That's for all of them.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I guess we're just looking over the quote, you know, and we just had a couple questions is all. And I think that probably answers everything. And I think we're just going to figure out. I know you had the letter that with D.A. Davis with the 1.25, but it's $8,420. Is that correct? Is that the final?
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to hear you, Scott. But yeah, I think it was like 170s to 180, and then there was like $7,000 for installation and programming and stuff.
That's
so it is.
This is what they're installing.
So what they're installing is $176,899.50.
That's for all the equipment. Then there's another
$8,420.
I think I gave Joan that. She might have that paper too. That was the installation and programming part, but like Kevin can tell you, we can program our own radio, so...
That's the $8,420.
The $8,420 must be...
Okay. Yeah, that's the add-on, too. Okay, so the first one you got, the 176, is for the radios and equipment and stuff like that. The other quote is for the programming and installation, and that's the $8,000, and I can handle that part. I wasn't going to finance that part. I think we can install them and program them ourselves. So,
see, I guess I was a little confused when I seen that one. When I was looking this over, I seen the $176,899. I think we just had a claim to the LEC for that same exact dollar amount.
Close
to it. It must have been right around. That's what probably threw me off, because when I went over claims on Friday, I seen our normal expense for the month, and then I seen a Motorola upgrade.
That was on SunGuard.
So anyway, that's what I thought that was. Okay, so I'm glad we made the phone call.
That's a software issue, and that's already been, I don't know if the bills have been paid all on that yet, but that's already money that's allocated for that particular software issue. This is a separate deal. This is for the sheriff's office.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad we made the phone call. All right. Well, we'll.
I apologize for not being there.
That's okay. I told everybody that you were down in Corpus Christi. You were deep sea fishing, that you couldn't make it, and it's all good. Best of luck. I hope you catch a big one. All right.
Yeah. Another thing, I did talk to Fred this morning. I don't know if he's sitting in there.
He is.
But we have high band radios in our vehicles. Over the last couple of years, I've bought them a couple of years to put in our rigs to be able to talk to rescue and county roads.
Fred.
These radios all can go to county roads. I think we have like 15 of them.
Okay.
But with these new radios, we won't need them anymore.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Well, that we can. Hey, okay, sounds good. We'll get it worked. We'll get it worked out.
Sure,
I appreciate it.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Sheriff. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Radios.
Okay. Bye.
Getting our old radios.
Did he talk to you about them? They has 15 of them.
Yes.
Okay.
I won't tell you what he was looking at on his phone.
Yeah. Okay, so this changes our whole tune here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think?
Obviously. just a little bit.
Maybe we should really get back.
I think he wants to move forward on it.
Yeah. I don't times.
You do not?
And stuff like that. But
you're going to program them?
I don't either.
Well, I can program them as long as they point me in the direction, and I just have to plug and click. Because that's what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks. Because of some new change to the radios. And our radios are outdated now.
Yeah.
So we've got a band-aid on the problem. And
that's that interest. That's, you know, just $25,000 a year payment.
The question I have is, are all of everything on this list, is that something that is going in a car or on an officer? Or
you know,
well, there's,
I think it's got so much abbreviation in it that
I think that the top line is going to be like the what you call an in-car radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there's a portables look like they're 56,000.
How many cars is there? 18? I mean, I guess not 18 cars, but is there, I mean, obviously everything is 18. The quantity is 18 on everything. So
he says here in his email, if you want, we can put it off until next board meeting.
Yeah, I think it'd be smart to have an idea. I guess I don't have an idea of what we're even buying. I don't want to buy $180,000 worth of anything if I don't know what it is.
And I'm sure. And I'm sure everything is kosher.
Well, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. But I just think we need some clarification before we start, you know, making a payment of $26,000 a year for the next 7 years. And I'm sure it's something he needs. And I know that he's talked to me a little bit about it. And I know he met with some tower people. They're going to be putting in a tower out here and some other things. So if we can wait for 2 weeks, let's put it back on the agenda.
Kevin, can you talk car to car to State Patrol right now? Can you talk car to car with South Sioux?
Yes.
Can you talk car-to-car with Sioux City and Woodbury County?
You should be able to, can't you?
We could, but with this last update, for some reason, we can't hear anything that Sioux City is saying.
They just changed
show
radios.
Up.
Didn't they just change radios? I thought I read that.
Yeah, like all around us changed radios.
Okay.
We didn't.
But you guys haven't been able to communicate with the State Patrol for a long time, right?
Is
it just a frequency that, or they? You don't know why it is that way?
I don't understand. Right?
I mean,
it doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, it doesn't make sense because there's always. I know you guys don't work a lot on together on things, but it makes sense that if you needed something, you should be able to talk.
Well, you should be able to because they run a spot at the LAC,
and they're on that Nebraska band. Thing.
And when you're
so
running,
I'm thinking that with these,
The next time Eagle Boy goes flying down
to
77,
and
you got
Nebraska
troopers and county guys and they involved in the same pursuit, it'd be nice if they could talk to each other.
Okay.
Because he's in the old tri-state Siouxlander.
I've heard State Patrol on our radio system. They've got whatever they need to talk, but we're not able to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you will with this.
Don't know.
The way I understood.
For a safety issue, I just think that would be nice. Even if you used it very seldom, it should be a nice to have the ability to do that.
Yeah, I think, and he told me the same thing, that you'd be able to communicate with the State Patrol.
Yeah.
And for some reason,
and
I was
Nebraska,
thinking,
other Nebraska
right,
deputies
right,
is what the
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now we've got another style of radio in the vehicle, but it's got a lot of the rescue guys on it.
So like you can't
talk nonstop. If
you run up to Dixon County, you can't just talk to one of their deputies on it.
And you would be able to with this here.
I mean, 30 years ago, you could talk to everybody.
Yeah,
what the hell happened?
Progress, isn't it?
You know, there's times when he talks radio stuff with me, and I know he's very knowledgeable with all that. That's
we
part of his job.
We went to the Siouxland Tri thing area.
That's right.
We dropped everybody.
You know, and you know as well as I do what's going to happen, and I don't know what the time frame is on this, but you know as well as I do, he's going to come back to us in 2 weeks, and we can do whatever you guys want to do if you want to wait. But I promise you that whatever Chris has going on here, I'm sure that it's needed and there's a reason for it. But whatever you guys want to do.
Heard any more from this is off the subject, but any more on the law enforcement center
No.
as far as if they want to meet us anywhere on that?
Not yet. It's a very, 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 very slow process, obviously.
What about, and I don't know, I mean, over the communication center on WIT, they do Woodbury County, they do Sioux City, and it's headed by Glenn Sedeby, former
Dakota
County.
Yep.
And, I mean, is there, I wonder if there's any chance that you could contract with them to do that and get out of that thing altogether. Just thinking out loud.
And I think he's looked at that before. He has. But the problem is we have, the county has too much invested now to, and they don't even like to call it the LEC anymore. They like to call it the
Communication Center.
Yeah, the Communication Center is what they like to call it. And I know the last I talked to Bruce Davis was, he was wanting to maybe have a 3-year, I mean, we can pull out any time we want, obviously. But there just needs some fine details. But he wants a 3-year, you know, say, a run out, if you will, by saying, okay, in the next 3 years, we're going to be out, so they can kind of try to figure out. And the money, I'm telling you, the bulk of the money that we pay is the payroll up there.
No, I know.
I mean, it is. I mean, you can take the $35,000, $36,000 and do the math, and it ain't hard to figure out that 80-90% of it is payroll, you know. And listen, I don't want to lose the communications with the deputies and, you know, the brown and the blue. I think that's very important. You know, I know there's some people saying, well, if you guys ain't going to pay, you can't come in here and do, you know, your roll call and all of their happy business. And I'm like, you know, first of all, that's not your, that's a judgment call that you shouldn't even be making, okay? But we want to make it a clean transaction is what we want to make it. And of course, they're not going to come to us, and, you know, we got to keep pursuing them. And this blue ox thing or big ox or whatever it's called, that didn't help the matters any either, you know, just because they've been
not
strapped. So anyways, what's your guys' pleasure? What do you want to do? It doesn't make a bit of difference to me, but...
I don't think 2 weeks to make any difference.
Okay.
I just close the week. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's.
He knows so much more. He can explain it so much better.
He'll just confuse us. It's all good.
I thought he had explained to me, and I might be misremembering.
Well, you know, in the NACO meeting I went to in Norfolk, they kind of get into this Nebraska radio network system. The guy south of Lincoln explained it, and it was all Greek to me.
Yeah,
it was. It meant nothing to me. It was at the wrong meeting.
Yeah.
For me, it was all. He was talking to all commissioners of the state, and. Yeah, it was like
if you don't understand computer. Our stuff. It's
no, it didn't. Yeah.
Okay, we'll just put that on the next agenda, and we'll have Chris here at that time. We're going to move on to C, then approval of Resolution 17C-009 to appropriate the transfer of the funds for over-expended noxious weed control. Get a control of your guy, would you, Kevin? Can you get a control of him?
Throw on a bicycle.
There's a lot of areas. Hey, there's a lot of areas I drive around, and on corners, and since, you know, when I'm driving my vehicle, when I was driving my Denali, I didn't notice it because I sit up high. But now that I'm stuck in the car, okay, which I don't like, there's a lot of corners I can't. You got to really get out there to look because the weeds aren't being sprayed. Yeah, not good. So I don't know where this $1,000 in fuel. Where that all come from, but
it's probably all the yes, go all the way to Grand Island and Kearney for whatever meetings.
The weed at meetings, I know. So, anyways,
I'll talk to him again.
And when you're talking to Jim, and maybe he's done it. Last year, he did all the bridge approaches along the railings and stuff. That was really nice.
Okay.
If I was in that job, I would have the county half dead, the ditches, I promise you.
Oh, I know.
I would.
I don't either.
I would have it dead, and I'd be over on chemicals.
Weeds or with dicks?
Neither one.
Jeez, then it'd be over $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Think how much money we'd be spending that.
Yep.
Can't be spraying weeds.
Leftover chemicals from the farmers, you think they could just kind of have a...
Donate them.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll talk to a few.
We talked in.
Yeah, we need a motion to transfer the extra $1,000 to this budget. So, who wants to make a motion on the Resolution 17C-009? I'll make the motion.
All right, I'll
I'll second
that. Okay, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. These guys here, whatever they're doing. Got a motion by myself and second by Kevin.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner Committee Reports. LEC meeting we had last week. Nothing really too much happening. All their upgrades are in. Their phone system is being taken care of yet. They got some parking lot issues. They said that they wanted to get some estimates on. Some concrete's breaking up outside that new area where the conference room is. Yeah, it's pretty simple. I guess there ain't much really happening there. But and I haven't heard anything from the Dakota County Safety.org committee. I haven't heard nothing out of them.
Fire department building looks nice.
It's looking very nice. I don't remember. Did I tell you that we went to the Homer one last time? Our meeting? I think I did tell you guys. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and Bill and I met with Nancy. We kind of went with Joan. We went over some things on the budget. You know, Nancy was a part of the county board way back in the day and got some ideas from her. So I know Bill and Joan and I got to be getting together here hopefully next week and sitting down and going over some numbers and figuring out, let's get our budget figured out, because the end of the month is coming around sooner than later, and we're going to be in a new year coming January or July 1. And that needs to be adopted in September, the 1st of September, the end of August.
September
20th. September 20th. Okay, so next week, the three of us are going to have to sit down and... What's that, Joan?
Union agreement.
I hear you.
Union agreements are done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they are done?
They're just almost to the end, aren't they, Monday? Mm-hmm. I mean, we got the road department squared away.
They'll be on the next agenda for approval.
Right, but I think the jail is about there, I think. And then the sheriff, I talked to Hammer today, and he said that they're meeting next week, I do believe.
So do we need to Wednesday?
They're meeting Wednesday. Yeah, that's what he said, Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's about it for me.
I just had that one up to the Sulan ethanol deal, saw Bill out there, and actually talked to the governor for a minute or two, so we're in. Just tell us what you need. No, it was good to do the tour of the things. Nice event, so that's all I had this last go-around.
Okay. Easy enough. Okay, mail emergency business. Public comment. Fred, get up there and just say something. I don't care what you say, just say something.
Did a fabulous job.
There you go.
Thank you. We are adjourned. Our next meeting is going to be on July 3rd.
God, that's so close to July 4th.
Time is
3:35. July 4th is usually a quiet day for you guys in law enforcement, isn't it?
What happened to my 10-minute meeting? Who got bad one anyway? What happened? It wasn't me.
There's a radio thing.